Hello, this is Monica Hooper with the What's Up podcast. I'm joined today by John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. He's coming to Eureka Springs on August 12th with the Circle Band to share a special concert celebrating 50 years of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, along with other favorite songs by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, as well as images and videos from the recording of Will the Circle Be Unbroken. The album Will the Circle Be Unbroken featured Roy Acuff, Mother Maybelle Carter, Doc Watson, Earl Scruggs, Randy Scruggs, Merle Travis, and so many others. John joins us today to talk about his upcoming show and the making of that iconic album. Thank you for joining us today, John.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Like I said to my mom, thanks for having me.
Okay, so I know that this show that you have coming up on August 12th is going to be focused on Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And so,
are you familiar with that record?
I am. I am, but I was hoping that you could share a little bit about that upcoming show and the album itself and the book that you've put out about the album with us.
Sure. Well, you know, I started with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band in 1966 when Les Thompson, the guy that was playing the bass, called me and said, hey, there's a new band getting together at the music store here. And that was in LA in 1966. And I went and hooked up with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and we started a career that I was in for 50 years. And at the end of the 50th year tour, I said, well, I've got shows of my own to do, one of them being in Eureka Springs coming up August 12th. And the thing that's neat about the show that I do is it tells the story of the early Nitty Gritty Dirt Band leading up to the making of Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And I use photographs from the whole period, about 150 photos and some 8mm footage of the early Dirt Band and the sessions and recording sessions of the Circle album. And that goes on behind us as we perform the music on the screen.
Okay.
And it's quite a compelling show. People don't leave. it's really, really fun to do. And I've got a very special guest coming on August 12th, Rodney Dillard. Are you familiar with Rodney Dillard?
Please fill me in.
Well, he's a group called the Dillards. They came to Southern California in 1964, 3 and 4, and ended up being the Darlin family on the Andy Griffith Show and started the band recording the Dillards music. They were from Salem, Missouri. And Rodney's a reason I'm in the music business. In the 1960s, I was a 17-year-old, trying to figure out what to do. And I saw the Dillards play, and that took me away. And I became a burgeoning banjo player. And when the group Nitty Gritty Dirt Band started, Les and I and the other guys went out on the road and made a career. And in 1972, we put out an album that came together because I asked Earl Scruggs if he wanted to record, and he said I'd be proud to if he wanted to record with us. A week later, I asked Doc Watson in the same club in Colorado. I said, Earl's doing an album with us. Well, he wasn't doing an album. He just said he wanted to record. But 8 weeks after that, we started Will the Circle Be Unbroken album, which is a classic. It's in the Grammy Hall of Fame and in the Library of Congress,
you were very intentional about recording not only the music itself but the talk between the sessions on that. I always thought that was a really cool thing about the album, is that you hear, you know, Maybelle Carter talking right about, you know, well, I've never played this on auto harp before.
Oh, and you have the album. That's really good to know.
Yeah. So what do you remember about being in those moments with that just extraordinary room full of people.
I remember that it went really fast. Even one day was a 12-hour day. We did 10 songs, and it just went really fast. Didn't even have time to think or worry. We got over the worrying after about the first 3 hours when we realized that these people are all fans of each other. And, I was worried. I was the only banjo player other than Earl Scruggs. And I'm playing with the people that we were looking up to for so many years. But Roy, I'm just so glad to be in the studio with you, Maybelle Carter would say. And, well, Maybelle, it's nice to make a recording with you. And Doc Watson had never met Merle Travis before. They were really happy to meet. You'll see that happen at the concert. I have that cut with the video, with the film and the sound, and the Maybelle Carter talking about how, well, I never recorded Wildwood Flower on the auto harp, and I'd like to do it in the key of F natural, and start the song at the end of her little speech. And we play the song live on stage, as we do with a lot of the songs.
How long did it take to record that album from beginning to end?
5 days.
5 days. That's really quick.
Well, 6 days, actually. But then on the seventh day, we played back. It just was amazing. It happened so fast. And I've been talking about it for 50 years.
You don't mind, I'd like to ask, what does the Civil War imagery on the cover have to do with the album? What was the intention there?
Well, my brother was a producer of the album and the manager of the group. And he, at the time, just picked a cover that he wanted to do. And, the North and the South were being brought together by the music that is represented on this album. And that was the intention, to show that they came together. And General Porter, who was a Union general, is the guy that's on the front. He seemed to be an unknown general, kind of, and seemed to be fitting to be on this album for some reason. It's certainly an iconic look that you can spot this across the room at a record store, if there, of a record store that exists anymore. But
we have a great one here in Northwest Arkansas, and there's a good one in Eureka Springs, too.
Oh, good. It was just a matter of exhibiting togetherness.
Okay.
And the music is, it just brought everybody together. There was no political overtones in the studio at all. And we had Republicans and Democrats. Roy Acuff was a real Republican. And Roy, what do you think of recording with that Nitty Gritty guy, Dirt Band? He goes, oh, I don't know if they're old men or young boys or what. They're all covered with hair.
That was my next question. It was just, how did the idea of doing this album, was it your idea or was this, just how did it happen?
Well, Earl Scruggs had come to see us in 1970. And 6 months later, that was in October of 70, 6 months later, he was playing in Colorado. And I asked him why he came to see us. He goes, I wanted to meet the boy that played Randy Lynn Rag the way I intended to. He'd heard me play Randy Lynn Rag on the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's Uncle Charlie album, which was before the album before the Circle album. And it was, that really blew me away. So we got to be friends over the next 6 months. And he came out to Colorado, and I went to see him every night. He played for 5 nights in Boulder, Colorado. And on the fifth night, I got my nerve up to ask that question, would you record with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band? And he said, I'd be proud to. And then the next night, Doc Watson was starting there, and I asked him the same question. And then my brother, who I told on the phone that night, well, we got Earl and Doc say they're going to record with the Dirt Band with us, and I'm going to get Merle Travis on Monday. And he called Merle Travis, and then on Tuesday, he got Merle Travis on Monday, and on Tuesday and Wednesday, we got Earl to get us Maybelle Carter, and his wife Louise was very helpful. She was his manager, and she got Jimmy Martin, and they just kind of came in line, you know, came on. And by week three, we had the whole lineup, and that's when we told the Dirt Band guys we're going to go to Nashville and make a record. We're going to go make a double album of bluegrass and traditional music.
How did the album do when it first came out?
It did incredible, but it didn't get charted because they only made 25,000 units for the first shipment. The record company president said, I don't think I'll sell 10 of these, but you guys, my brother and I did a pitch to him that he couldn't turn down. And he said, you're so passionate about it, I'll go ahead and do it. And it was a very complicated to make record, making the record, three records. Chrome coat board was what the cover was. That's like perfume box board. Four colors, sleeves, everything. To make the record and print them, it took a month to get 25,000 units made. And they sent out the 25,000 units, and they sold out in the first day. Oh, we got to order some more. It took another month to get 25,000 units out there. They sold out in the first day. And they we got to order another. And so that 6 months went by, four different orders, and they sold 100,000 units by them. And then they said, we better make this a 50,000 unit. And so they did 50,000, only that took longer. And so it took a couple years for it to sell enough to be gold because of the fulfillment of the orders was so time consuming. It wasn't just like you press a record and stick it in the sleeve. You know, yeah. It was a real artful package. And it finally became gold. I got to take Maybelle Carter her first gold record.
Oh, wow.
And she said, I didn't know that many people even heard these old songs. And then a few years later, it became platinum, then multi-platinum. And it finally, and it's continuing to sell. I mean, last week on the Amazon charts, it was number 12 on the bluegrass chart, or 18, or it's always in the top 30.
Wow, that's...
On bluegrass, folk, and special interest charts on Amazon, it's always getting a high rating. And it's a wonderful thing. New people are getting into it, younger people, and the younger people that got into it are now the older people. You know, if you bought this record 40 years ago, you're now probably about 60 or 70. Wow.
And you've got a heck of a collector's item.
They'll be collected.
Yeah. So tell me, will the book that you've done, will it be available at your show?
I hope to have some with me, but they weigh 2 pounds each, and they're hard to carry on the road. I will have very few, but will have some with me for sure. The book came together because I knew the 50th year was coming up, which was last year, and I took my brother's photographs, and I wrote a story behind each of the 150 photos. The story telling what was happening, what was going on with the band, and here we are in Paint Your Wagon, and we broke up right after, and then we got back together and made the Uncle Charlie album, and then it had Bojangles and Shelley's Blues and House at Pooh Corner on it, and that led to making the Circle Be Unbroken album. And then I cover all the songs that I could get from the Circle session with photos and stuff going on behind us and in the book. And descriptions of every song, every picture in the book is really neat. It took a couple of years to put together.
And then for your special performance that's coming up on August 12th, who is going to be joining you in the Circle Band?
Well, it's Les Thompson, the original bass player. He's he lives in Washington, D.C., and Rodney Dillard is going to be a special guest and be part of the group. And a guy from the Ozarks there, a great mandolin player, Skip Wynn, will be with us also. And there might be somebody else, but it's just, I can't predict. I don't like to say. Okay. Rodney's, pardon?
Okay, we can say that you might have some other special guests coming up, so that's no problem if you want to keep a few surprises to yourself.
Yeah, that's the situation, and the big surprise is playing Eureka Springs. I haven't played there in 20 years. I played the Sousa Hall, the City Auditorium, had a great time too, but I did it just solo many years ago. And now it's great to come back. You know, Eureka Springs is a very important place in the dirt band history. We played a festival there in the late 70s, a big mud festival with people sliding down the hill. But it was a festival that we had to take a charter plane to get to Fayetteville. And boy, was that ever. You know, get on a plane in St. Louis and the pilot comes out carrying a six pack of beer and says, anybody want a beer? It's like, you kind of wonder, no, I hope you're not having one. Well, I will after we get there. And how long did it take to get there? It should take about an hour and a half. And it took 4 hours to get to Fayetteville because we passed through seven thunderstorms. And it was really something to get. Oh.
I hope your journey
in the air singing, will the circle be unbroken?
I hope your journey this time will be better. I know that the roads are a lot better now.
Yeah, it will be. It's going to be a fun time. And acoustic music and overdrive. And Rodney Dillard is so kind to join me on this show. As I said, he was the early influence, both on Les and me. We did, Les and I had a bluegrass group before the Dirt Band, the year before the Dirt Band started. And we did a lot of Dillard's music. And Les was only 16 and I was 19. But this is the culmination of, or the realization of a dream. Rodney and I did a show in Springfield last year that was just so much fun. It was we want to recapture that too.
And you're planning to do a lot of other songs from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's career. Will he be joining for those too?
We'll be doing Long Hard Road, Dance Little Jean, some of Shelley's Blues, Mr. Bojangles, a couple of other songs, and then a couple pieces of music from my own background that has been doing. I do songs with some tunes that go over really good, and I look forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back over in Northwest Arkansas. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. This has been a real treat.